Daylight is only just touching the tips of the trees when the bonfire goes out. I am leaning against a bale of hay upon which someone I don't know is sleeping. I roll my head over to look for Rose, who I was sure was sitting, legs splayed, on the ground beside me. The grass is mostly muck at this point, beaten down by many pairs of shoes and feet. My own feet, bare, the nails painted a shiny metallic green that doesn't show up in the morning darkness, are dirty. So is the rest of me. Rose isn't here. I call out for her, but nobody answers. Not that I expect she'll be able to. Sometime in the night she lost her voice from shouting over the music, from singing along to really bad songs, and from all the crying. Getting ready to go out last night, Rose told me. Our plan for the evening is to get excessively drunk and then cry. She swiped her lashes with another layer of mascara, which seemed fairly unwise given the aforementioned plan. Can we make the crying optional? I said. My eyeliner's really good right now. It had taken me 20 minutes, 6 cotton swabs and 5 tissues to get it even. Absolutely not. I sneaked a look at my best friend's reflection. She blinked to dry her mascara. It gave her a deceptively innocent air. I don't know why you want to go to this thing in the first place, I said. This thing was the town's bonfire party. It's held in May every year. Until midnight, it's filled with sugar-hyper children stuffed dangerously full of badly barbecued burgers threatening to throw up on the bouncy castle. The parents bop self-consciously to decades-old pop music blaring from rented speakers, while the teenagers, our classmates, sneak off to nearby fields to drink. I told you why I want to go, Rose said. I plan to get excessively drunk. And then cry, I reminded her. And then cry. Well, you know what they say, I said to the back of her head. Be careful what you wish for. We slept in the field, which seemed like a good idea at the time. There is a growing chill despite the slowly rising sun, and I don't know if it means that a storm is coming or just that I've been in the same position for far too long. I'm beginning to lose all feeling in my right shoulder, the one propped on the prickly pile of hay. When I look down on one bare and dirty arm, I see the words, "If you don't get lost, you'll never be found." They're blurry because my eyes are blurry. It takes 5 blinks for me to make them out. They run from shoulder to wrist and seem to be written in my own wobbly handwriting, although I don't remember writing them. When I lick a finger and rub at an N, it doesn't smudge.